This right now is a holy moment. Thank you for your blood. I hope you've got the elements ready. You've got the bread, and you've got the wine or the blackcurrant juice, ribena, whatever you're going to use.
Thank you, thank you.
After all, it's just representative. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know, before we continue to break bread, I think it's important that we notice a few things. If you go to Scripture with me and go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we're going to go to verse 27, and it says this. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So, my brothers and sisters, when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other. So, if you gather, or when you gather for the Lord's Supper, wait for each other. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this corporately and together. But first of all, I want to point out one or two little things, and that is, if you have not committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're listening to this radio station right now and you are not committed to Christ by the blood of the Lamb, in other words, you have not given your heart to the Lord, you haven't asked Him into your heart, then I urge you not to take the bread and the wine. It is a very solemn and sacred thing that we're doing. If you are a committed Christian, if you love the Lord God with all your heart and soul, then I want you to join us and take the bread and the wine. It is really important that we get this clear before we even go any further. Paul's very clear on that in the Corinthians letter there. Because we are heaping judgment upon ourselves. So what I'm going to do is, rather than us examine each other individually, I'm going to pray, and I just want you to join with me in this prayer, okay? Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I come before you now, humbly sorry for any sin I have committed. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Wash me with the blood of the Lamb, Lord, and make me clean, and make me brand new, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. Come into my heart anew, Lord, and make me brand new. Thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, if you have committed your heart to Christ for the first time, I'd love to know. Send me an email. And the email is studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say these words. It was me. That's all you've got to say. Right. Let's move on. This is what Paul records in the letter, in the first letter of the Corinthians. And we're looking from verse 23, it says, "For I pass this on to you, what I received from the Lord himself. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. He broke it into pieces and he said, 'This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Another version says, "This is my body that was broken for you," because Christ's body was broken for us. Take the bread now, hold it in your hand, and we're going to do this corporately and together. Let's take this bread now. My God, thank you so much for your sacrifice on the tree at Calvary for me and for my beloved brothers and sisters who are listening to this broadcast now. Thank you for what you did for us, Lord. Your broken body, a sacrifice for us. Thank you, Jesus. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the wine now, and corporately, let's drink the blood together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood on Calvary's tree 2,000 years ago. Father, we give you the honor and the glory and the power and the might for everything that is happening in our lives right now. You say in your word, "Consider it pure joy when you go through trials." Lord, if we are going through trials now, I pray in Jesus' name that we would consider it pure joy because of who you are. We worship you and we adore you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship now. Let's just worship. Let's just be before God now. Let's just be before Him, worshiping Him and adoring Him and listening to what He is saying to our hearts as we worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And now the weak say, strength by the Spirit of power that raised Christ from the dead, and now the poor stand and confess that my portion is in the most. hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your sons. Holy name, let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your sons.